Welcome to the Father's Day. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all so much for being with me. Remember that you can support the Father's Day by going to our YouTube channel and become a member of the FathersDay.tv or locals.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and check out my coffee, my own coffee. Good. Parcheese coffee. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right. It's so good. It's going to make you want to holler. It's delicious. I have with me today Lewis Hermes, and he is an entrepreneur, independent candidate for governor of California. Amazing. Welcome to the show.
So good to be here.
Amazing.
Yes.
What does it mean, independent?
I guess they classify it as it's no political preference for me, an NPP candidate, and that means I don't choose a party. And there's a reason behind that. So although I'm more conservative than virtually every Republican running, I understand the construct of how it was set up from the founding fathers. And the founding fathers, say George Washington, John Adams, James Madison, they indicated that the death of America would be the two-party system.
Oh, okay.
And then you have Thomas Jefferson, who said flat out, if I have to choose between heaven or a political party, I guess I'm not going to heaven.
Amazing.
So they figured out a long time ago that the D versus R is a divisional control. When they divide, what do? They conquer.
And so you were a conservative at first.
I'm still conservative, very conservative.
But a conservative independent.
Yeah.
Person.
So okay. I was Republican for a long time.
Oh, Republican. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I got you.
Because I align with the Republican value set.
Right.
But they don't do what they say they're going to do, number one.
I know.
Right? And yeah. I can't play the game. I never play games, Jesse. I'm about as authentic and transparent as it can get. Somebody loves it, they love it. If they don't, they don't.
And so are there a lot of independent voters in California?
Yeah, it's interesting you'd say that because as of this month, from what I hear, the independent sector of voters will outpace the Republicans by about 0.5%.
Really?
Yeah, it's huge.
Well, that's good.
Good for me.
Well, at least good for you, yeah. Not good for the Democrats anymore. And so you walking down the road one day, and you decided, I'm going to run for governor.
I wish it was that easy.
What made you decide?
God.
God.
Yeah, yeah. It was a God decision. So I have no intention of running for governor. In fact, I have a fairly large platform where I've traveled the planet with Screw Big Gov. That's my platform, Screw Big Gov. I've done what's called the Truth Tours, educated people on constitutional values, how to take your cities back. So my goal was to see what support I can put behind a candidate that was running.
Right.
And when I went through the litany, and I have to be frank, I ignored the Democrats on purpose because that's a captured operation.
Yeah.
Right. So I didn't even need to link that direction. So I went straight to looking at the Republicans. First, because they have the value set that I have, they're supposed to at least. And I didn't see people talking about some key issues. And for me, a key issue would be I'm very MAHA in our value set, the way we think, the way we act. Now,
right.
I don't always live it. Like, I'll drink a soda pop here and there that I love. But the reality is we have to have freedom of medical choice, which we do not have all the time in California. So they weren't very MAHA. They definitely weren't talking about the parasite controllers that have been controlling, I think, the planet for a long time, the globalists, right?
Oh, okay.
And nobody was talking about election fraud, which I've been deep involved in exposing that. And most important, they were ignoring child sex trafficking and how we fix that. So I said, God, what am I going to do here? And I really thought it was going to be Lewis, make another documentary. I've done documentaries on child sex trafficking and other things. Or go tour up and down California and keep waking people up. And that's not the answer I got. The answer I got was, you're running for governor.
So you like walking down the road and God said, Lewis, run for governor of California.
It was, don't do what you think you're supposed to do. Do what I'm telling you to do.
And you said, yes, Lord.
No, I didn't. I argued.
You argued with the Lord.
I argued with the Lord.
How you argue with God?
I know. I said, no, I'm not Lord. And it was a big, huge, yes, you are.
Your arms are too short to boss with God.
Well, I figured that out real quick, didn't I?
And so how confident are you in that you're going to win since God called you to do it?
Very confident, but only God knows the outcome.
Of course.
Right? And interesting enough, so like when polls come out, sometimes it doesn't matter. I just ignore them. It's not important. What's important is the journey that the Lord has for us to take this journey.
Yeah.
Right? If he wants to part that sea at the right time, or he wants to put the right people in the right place or take down somebody else, that's the way he does it. I just pay attention, work as hard as I possibly can, and he'll put me in that place when it's time to be there.
Amazing. So I think I read that you were born and raised in California.
Yeah, 60 years.
How many?
60.
That's amazing.
Yep.
And so you've seen California go through a lot of changes, huh?
I think I've seen it at its best and its worst.
I came here in 1968.
Yep.
From Alabama. And when I walked off the plane, I literally thought I was in paradise in 68. It was so beautiful and
where'd you land?
Clean. LA.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
And then it was clean and crime. And at that time, I lived in over there in South Central LA.
Mm-hmm.
Crime wasn't out of control. It was really, really nice. I never expected that California would become the way it is. I didn't think any human being, whether Republican or Democrat or whatever, would want to destroy such a beautiful state. It looked like everyone would want to take care of something that's beautiful. I never imagined that this could happen.
It
must be really interesting for you to be raised and born and raised here and to see this.
It's heartbreaking, to be honest with you. Yeah, because here's the deal. Here's what I remember. I remember as old as probably 7 years old, January 1st, every morning, early in the morning, my pops would wake me up, right, and say, get up. Dad, I don't want to get up. Get up. You're watching the Rose Parade. Right.
Yeah.
And we would watch the beautiful Rose Parade passing into California. And like clockwork every year, Bob Eubanks, if you remember Eubanks,
absolutely.
He would say, another beautiful day in Southern California, 70 degrees, January 1st. And my dad would do the same thing every year. He goes, oh, no, Lord, there comes a million people moving into California.
Yeah.
Right. That's exactly opposite now. It's a mass exodus out of California.
I know.
Because the political parasites have taken over for their control to do what they want, when they want, and gouge us out of every penny that we possibly can earn. That's their goal. And it's disgusting. We are the grand prize, I believe. But since we are the grand prize, that means evil will do everything they can to take this out of our
hands. Of course. So let me ask, you were born and raised here, so at one time, the up in Sacramento, the government was conservative, mostly conservative.
Yeah.
How did it get to the point where predominantly Democrat and liberal now? How did that happen?
Well, I believe strongly from my investigations that election fraud's been going on over 40 years. It's been a long, long time.
Oh.
Right? And I have evidence of it for at least the last 8 years. We can prove it now. Actually, since 2000, probably about 12 years. So we can prove it back to 2000. Probably 14, I think, somewhere around there. So it's been incredibly bad. But let's just assume it's been for 40 years. What they did is they started just offering free stuff.
Yeah.
Constantly. Free stuff. And it's interesting, and maybe you could tell me this as a black man, you're a target. You're a target of the Democratic Party. Yeah. And they say, for some reason, instead of saying, you know what, you've got everything it takes to be the best you can, it says, you're not good enough, so we're going to give you free stuff.
That's for sure.
Which, man, I think is a slap in the face.
It is.
You know, my dad taught me a lot when it comes to this. In fact, he was actually in Alabama. He was called the White Rosa Parks because one time he got onto a bus, right, and there was no seat, so he sat in the back. And guess what? The bus driver pulled over and threatened him to move forward, even though there were no seats.
Really?
And he says, no. He goes, I'm sitting back with my brothers and sisters.
Amazing.
And he was a boxer at the time, so he ended up winning that battle, and the bus driver moved on, right? But then he actually, during the Watts riots, he had a business. It's called, I believe, Acorn Gasket and Washer, something to that effect, during the Watts riots. His was the only white-owned business that didn't burn down because blacks surrounded it and protected it. Why? Because he was just a pillar of the community. He didn't see color. Why are we seeing color at all?
No.
I know why we're seeing color, because we're in a color revolution. That's why we see gay versus heterosexual. That's why we see transgender. That's why we see Mexican. And that's why we see white. That's why we see black. Because it's all about division. Divide, divide, divide. Because when they divide, they conquer.
I was when I moved here in California, I became a Democrat voter. And I pretty much did it because everybody, all the other blacks around me were Democrats, right? Mm-hmm. And for a while, I thought that the Democrats loved the blacks because they were giving the blacks free stuff. Mm-hmm. They were telling them how bad everything else was for them. And then I finally, and what happened was I started to listen to Jesse Jackson and all those guys. Mm-hmm. And I realized that if he was lying, you know, Jackson and all that, they were lying to the blacks. And I realized that they were lying to the blacks because they wanted to control the blacks so that they could get in position of powers and money.
Exactly right.
And so I read for the first time the Democratic platform because you know how black people don't read, right? We just get our information from the TV. Did you know that?
I'd say all white people do the same thing now, too. I don't think you're exclusive to that, brother.
And so I finally read, as a black person, I finally read the Democratic platform, and they were anti-God, they were anti-family, they were abortion. I was like, wow, I didn't know this, because I never heard the black leaders say it.
Yeah.
So I didn't know it. And when I read that, I went and read for the first time the Republican platform, and I switched.
Yeah.
Because they were for God, family, freedom, and so I became a Republican, and all hell broke loose.
Oh,
man.
I know.
But I didn't know that was going to happen to me, that I would be attacked like that from the blacks because I decided I didn't want to be a Democrat. I didn't care that they were. But all hell broke loose. My family members, they thought I was crazy, mm-hmm. and my friends and everybody. But I had already seen the proof myself, so I didn't switch back.
Right, because it's the fruits that made most sense to you,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And I studied a lot about Martin Luther King, a lot. And I can tell you that his value set is a conservative value set.
When he first started out, he was a Republican.
That's right.
Conservative, right? But something happened along the way. And as you, I don't know if you know or not, but I grew up in Alabama on the plantation, under the Jim Crow laws. And I know for a fact that during that time, black people and white people got along very well. We were taught to treat each other the way we like to be treated. And we were taught that work hard and do the right thing, you'll be fine in life. And it wasn't, and that doesn't mean everybody agreed, but there was no such word as racism, so that wasn't even in my mind. And then the so-called civil rights movement came along, and it was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, other than abortion. The civil rights movement was the one thing that destroyed the blacks generation after generation, and it still happened today. And I don't know if they'll ever recover from that. What do you think? And Rosa Parks was a mess.
Yeah.
It was all a setup. I read about it.
I heard.
By the NAACP and all that. It was a setup. Rosa Parks did not come home, get off work, Lord, I'm so tired. I've been working with these white babies all day. I'm going to get on this bus and sit on the front seat because I'm tired. It was a setup.
I've heard that.
Isn't that amazing? No, it's true. I write about it.
Yeah.
The woman that was going to do it was pregnant out of wedlock. They found out she was pregnant. They couldn't use her because black people didn't accept out of wedlock birth. Mm-hmm. And they fought Rosa. So Rosa Parks was not a hero. What do you think?
I believe it.
You're not a mess.
Absolutely. But how many times in history do we find out that it's his story, it's not history?
Right.
Right?
That's right, man.
Somebody that's trying to direct us in a certain way will tell us a story based on their direction, and it's sick.
I never imagined that one day black and white people would be so divided and fighting each other in this manner. It shouldn't happen. It's not necessary. But we've been divided and trained, especially the younger generation, to be that way.
It's in every sector, Jesse, though.
I'm sorry?
It's in every sector.
Yeah.
Democrat versus Republican.
Absolutely.
Right? Heterosexuals versus gay.
Everything.
White versus blacks, right? It's completely intentional because the more that we can be divided, the more somebody can conquer.
Yeah.
Because they use that division against us.
Yeah.
Right? And it's you look at, I read The Art of War and so on and so forth, but if you just read any war manuals from back in the day, it's how can we divide them against themselves?
I know, man.
And that's exactly what's been happening for several years.
Divide and conquer.
Exactly right.
That's amazing. So you're running into some Republicans and Democrats, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
How, what are the Republicans thinking about you running? What is, have you spoken to any of them?
Oh, many of them.
The ones that are running.
Yeah, yeah, many of them.
What do they say about that?
I think they really like me because they steal my platform all the time. So we put our platform out in June of last year, right? And many of these Republicans running didn't have any of the stuff on their platform. And the next thing you know, they're like, it's almost like they cut and paste onto theirs and call it theirs. So I think they respect me. I don't think they like me because I'm unwilling to play the game.
Yeah.
Like I call out the California GOP because I think California GOP has no intention on winning an election.
Yeah.
I believe they know if they win an election, they're going to be held accountable and they don't want to work that hard. Plus, they raise a lot more money by losing elections, by constantly yelling about the Democrats. Let's raise more money because of the Democrats. Raise more money because of the Democrats, right?
Yeah.
But what are you going to do with that? They get five, six Republicans to support their agenda, funnel money in, and at the last second, they put it through and they support what I call a RINO, a Republican in name only, right? This is the game that's been played in California a long time ago. I think you're a very straightforward guy. I'm a straightforward guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to play a game.
Me neither.
I just want to be honest. And I'm fighting for the people. That's it.
In all honesty, prior to the Great White Hope becoming president, I was really giving up on the Republican period because I paid attention and they had... They seem to be no different than the Democrats. The Democrats came up with all the crazy ideas for the country, and the representatives were not really fighting against it. They were not dealing with this in the right way. And I realized that they were no different, so I was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
The Republican and everything.
Exactly. See, I believe you, whatever your value set, especially if you're a believer in God, right, if you have a value set, stick to your value set.
Yes.
Why pander to try to get a vote? That's not authentic.
That's right.
I believe people respect it. I think people respect me more even if they disagree with me than they'll respect my opponent that's constantly flip-flopping to make sure he's going where the polls go.
I agree.
Right? So ultimately, I believe that's our wheelhouse, is we're going to bring out many, many people that never voted in the primaries before. In fact, I can tell you, 4 years ago in the primary, 67% of registered voters did not even come out to vote.
Amazing.
And we're going to motivate those people to say, there's a place for you. There's somebody that wants to be guardian of California, not governor of California. Somebody that understands that I would be your employee, not your employer.
Nice.
And that's the difference.
In the early 90s, we used to hold rallies at the federal building out of West LA. And at the time, we realized that a bunch of illegals coming into California. And we would hold rallies. And I remember the time when we'd be out there holding the rallies and the illegal Mexicans would come and attack us with beer cans and all kind of stuff. And we were trying to get the government at the time to close the border there and keep these people out. I never imagined it could get to what it is now. What will you do to change that?
That's a great question. So what's interesting is the United States has the most legal immigration already. We don't need to bring in illegals.
Right.
We have the most legal immigration. So what I think is fascinating is under Bill Clinton, 10 million illegals were deported. Under Obama, 5 million were deported.
Yeah.
Trump's only up to about 1.3, and he's a devil.
Yeah.
Right?
No, they call him all kinds of names.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even add up. What I will do is I will fully support ICE. I will end the sanctuary city's state status immediately, and we're going to have a sheriff's symposium to cover a lot of issues, one being how the sheriffs can work with ICE. Now, am I looking to just drag people off the streets? No. Well, if they have a criminal record, absolutely.
Thank you.
We are, right? And do we need to have some work visa programs? We do. We're very open to that. We understand what the makeup is, right? But to have wholesale open borders, ports like that,
yeah.
It's just nonsense. It doesn't make any sense. And I can tell you who's most affected by this, and my wife is 100% Mexican, it's the Hispanic community, because they're very conservative, that did it the right way.
Yep.
They're not happy with this at all, because they worked to get their citizenship And other people, you just jump right through. Not only do they jump through, but they get a check somehow to stay here and get free health care when we, the people, have to figure that out on our
own. I literally know illegals who are getting free phones, free rent, free everything. Mm-hmm. And then that woman, what's the lady's name, the mayor?
Bass. Karen Bass.
Bass is a mess.
She's a devil.
I don't even know how anybody with any kind of right mind, and I debated her before, I don't know how anyone voted for her. Well, everybody was drunk.
Did they vote for her?
You had to be high.
It's always my question now, Jesse. Did they vote for her?
But how'd she get in there then?
That's my point.
Oh.
That's my point.
She has nothing going on.
No, well, neither does Newsom. So,
right.
So here's the deal. So in the recall election, right, we polled 26 people. 26 out of 26 said we're recalling Gavin Newsom. These were all political spectrums,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
But yet he wins 67% of the vote.
Yeah.
By the way, CNN put up that he won, and I need you to get this, 66.6% of the vote.
Really?
666. They're telling you what's going on right
the
there.
Devil.
It is exactly what it is. Exactly what it is.
So two quick things about that. How will you change the voting thing when the votes are not stolen but done in the right way? How will you do that?
Okay, so well before I ran for governor, we've always been working through solutions with my platform, Screw Big Gov, right? And we have several solutions. We have solutions for the Palisade fires. We were helping out with Hurricane Helene. We've been doing things in child sex trafficking. So what I've already done is I've sent a letter to President Trump, and it's asking for an emergency election order for California voting, right? And it has about 10 bullet points on there. It was so impactful that the top election reformists in the country signed on to it. Even a lot of Republican candidates, gubernatorial candidates, signed that letter also. Dieter Tichtin, President Trump's best friend, said it was amazing. And the next thing you know, I'm not saying this is because of my letter, but President Trump has been tweeting or truthing, right, a few things that he's doing were directly exactly what I was requesting.
Amazing.
But we're not stopping there. I can tell you next week, I have some election transparency that's going out, and it's beautiful. I've been working on it for a while. That's going to go to each individual county certified. That's going to hold the counties accountable right now for election transparency. So if nothing happens in the vote, they can legally do this. We already have proof of concept in one of the counties. They can legally do this right now. If they say we're not going to have a transparent election, we have a website being built as we speak that will call them out and say, this county clerk or ROV says they're not interested in election transparency.
Oh, good.
Hold them accountable. Here's their face. Here's their name. Here's their phone number. Here's their email address. Go to work. Because we, the people, are the plan. And we need to do the work. We've been sitting on our keisters for a long time. And we can't do that anywhere. We need to take action to take our governments back.
You know I call Donald Trump the Great White Hope, right?
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah. I think he's doing some phenomenal work.
He is a gift from God, really. One thing I want to say about the voting thing, I used to rent out at my place. I rented my, rooms to people. And all those people are gone. They moved away. They've done their own thing. But yet, when it's time to vote, each and every one of them get a mail ballot thing. A lot of these people gone. And so if I was a crook like that, I could sign them all up and send it in as though they're still voting. How will you end that?
Yeah, and it's worse than that, actually. We know several people that go in to vote and they're told, you already voted.
Amazing.
Right. So it's a scary, scary situation right now, right? So President Trump, I think, will have to get involved for a lot of this.
Yeah.
Right? Like, my policy doesn't end ballot harvesting. I mean, my policy does, but my transparency that they can do right now, so they can still play with that. The good news, though, it's so transparent that we're going to see the votes before they go into the tabulator and after they go into the tabulator based on the system. So we're going to know if there's any manipulation from the machines right there. Why is this so important? Because the machines put out the fake number, and that's when they bring in the harvested ballots to support what the machine gave us that's false.
Yeah.
So this is a beautiful stopgap to prevent that, and we have to have it. And I will ask any Democrat watching right now, all four of you,
<That's right. laughs>
Is this really something that you would not want? Do you not want transparency?
They don't want it. Right. I can answer that for them.
Yeah.
If they did, they would be doing the right thing already.
Right. Well, that's leadership.
Yeah.
But the people that we've talked to, they say, yes, we want transparency.
Okay. Right on.
I'm like, good. And you know what I found, which I think is the most interesting thing, which I kind of assumed before I entered the race, 85% of Democrats and Republicans agree on things. They agree on 85% of the same thing.
Amazing.
But 15% is all we hear about because that keeps that divide and conquer thing going. It's crazy.
Midterms are coming up in November, I think.
Right? Midterms are June, right around the corner. June 2nd. Yeah, June 2nd.
So do you have enough time to fix the voting thing?
Well, all we need is the transparency, and that'll take a couple of days for them to enact. And we're going to put so much pressure on them, it's going to be crazy. I do believe President Trump's going to come around and do some type of emergency order in regards to this. He's been hinting at it a lot. He knows, and he said how important California is.
Yep.
So he knows what's going on. Now, I would like anybody watching to understand this. From here to eternity, the primary is the most important election you can possibly have. And here's why. The deep state understands the primary is so important because what they do is they get a Democrat in there who they already know is captured. And then they find a rhino Republican, not a real Republican, a fake Republican. And that's who they support. So they put all their money and effort just to get that rhino Republican through the primary. So what do you have left in a general election? You have a Democrat and you have a person that pretends to be a Republican. So the primary is a lot more important for the general because by the time it gets to the general, we're already voting for somebody that we wouldn't want in there.
Right.
And we all have a lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What a mess.
It's a game, right? Yeah. So we have to put our energies in the primary. The reason why the news media and the political cabal say and focus everything on the general election is to get us to divert our attention and our eyes from the most important race, and that's the primary. Because that's the only chance you have to get a good person through to the general election. So I would, and I'm not even saying vote for me. I'm saying everybody that's out there, you got to get out and vote in the primary because that's where elections are won or lost right there in the primary.
That is so true. And the Democrats, when I was a Democrat, I remember they worked so hard to get people out to vote during the primary too. Well, other people tend to be relaxing.
Right.
They seem like they don't have to go this time and they can wait.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. How are you going to get that information out to the people? Because most people don't, you don't have to say it, but I know. Most people don't think for themselves anymore. They think in groups. I am the group think, that's what they think. How will you get that type of wake-up information out to the people so that, yeah, that makes sense. I'm going to go out and vote in June.
No, I think it's great. Well, we're constantly on tour coming up. So we'll be having about 3 months of tours going to every single city, probably multiple times. And then we need 10 more Jesse Lee Petersons to talk to us and have a conversation. And they go, huh, maybe this guy makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah.
How important is the primaries? It's everything.
If ever there was a time that this election is important, and we hear it a lot, well, this election is really, this is the time.
I agree.
Because if we don't get the right people in this time, it's over. It's just over for California and my country, but especially California.
Yeah, and the game that's being played right now, which really sickens me, right? I don't think there's an appetite for a Democrat even under a free and fair election. From what we're hearing, people just, they're probably just not even going to come out and not vote for a Democrat. They just won't come out. So what you have is you have the big push. You're going to look at, you'll see the news media pushing for a couple Republicans, their favorites, the ones that are already compromised, right? So it's we're going to have almost an antichrist being that comes through as a Republican if we don't wake up. Because we're so focused on ignoring the Democrats and voting for a Republican right now, people are like, oh, we're willing to accept anybody as long as they have an R next to their name. Well, be careful because that's trickery right there.
That's what happens when people get fed up. They just tired. They'll vote for the first thing that comes along.
Exactly right. And I'm asking people, I'm saying, let's trade in 2 hours of Candy Crush for 2 hours of evaluating a candidate. And let's vote knowledgeably.
I want to ask you this. They had the fire here. The only thing Carrie Bass does is raise money to build apartments for homeless people, right? I'm so sick of her doing that, I don't know what to do. In front of the cameras, acting like giving free housing is a good thing. But she does nothing else. The people who were burned out, a lot of them, or some of them, were Democrats, voters.
Many of them were Democrats, yeah.
Do you think those people would take a risk of turning around and voting for the same kind of people, knowing that they have not, a whole year gone by or so, they have done nothing to rebuild, they kept them from rebuilding.
Right.
Would those same people vote for the same people?
Nope. I know 100%. So I was just at the anniversary event in the Pacific Palisades. Uh-huh. In fact, I got to speak on stage at that event.
Okay.
And I can tell you, when the name Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom came up, people in the crowd, liberals, were screaming no. They
right
have
on.
No appetite for them. Now, I'm not suggesting that they're going to come out and vote for a conservative. I think
but
maybe.
They should.
I think they may, and I think they're going to wake up.
Yeah.
I can tell you, though, again, we in our campaign, we don't wait. We already created the solution for the land grab that's going on in the Palisades. I don't know if you're familiar, but Chinese nationalists are walking all over the land, measuring land, and trying to scoop up big swath of lands because there is some edict that says that if you haven't, if you're not accepting your mail from your land, if you're not visiting your land, that you've abandoned your property and therefore that can be taken. No. So what we did is we created a claim of property to prevent the land grab,
oh, good.
Which is free. It's on our website,
right?
People can go there, fill it out, get an affidavit, send it into the county. Now, when these big, huge corporations want to build this 15-minute city or this low-income housing in the Palisades, they can't because we only need about 1 out of 5 homes or people to claim their land because now it's not valuable for them. If they can't build contiguously, they're not interested. We did that. It's free, right? These are the type of solutions that myself and our campaign have been coming up with for several years.
Right on.
Because I really, really believe, Jesse, is if it's simple, it's God's work. And if it's messy, something else is probably going on.
Yeah. What a mess.
It really is.
I remember the president being there in the Palisade, and he had Karen Bass there one day. I remember seeing him. And he was telling them, in essence, don't hold these people up. Don't go over this long government mess to stop them from building right away. And Karen's like, yeah, we're going to make sure we do the right thing. And she did nothing to change that at all. And she said she would, and she didn't help those people at all so far.
What are the odds that she's paid off?
Nowadays, I wouldn't put it past. I don't know, but I would not.
I don't know, but I can make a reasonable guess. You know what I mean? And that's unfortunately, that's the climate we're dealing in.
Yeah.
And that's just evil in general.
It's all about money and power.
That's it. It's it. And sure, there's some Bible verse about the love of money. Is there not?
Right.
Right?
That's right. Gavin Newsom, it looked like he's pretending to act like Trump, you know, calling people names.
And, right.
And acting that way. It's all fake.
I agree.
But he's pretending. Will the people fall for that?
I don't think so. I call him the 2.0 troll. So what he's trying to do is he's acting as if he's some type of troll. You know, he has very big computer muscles. Like you stand behind the computer and you're a tough guy suddenly, right? He's just an absolute loser. Anybody that understands Newsom and what they're doing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, here's what I see going on in California. And this is really, really sad. I believe that the parasites that run things know they're losing right now. They know that we, the people, are rising up, and we're gonna yank you out of government.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is what happens in a lot of war. At the end of a war, your enemy will generally use the scorched earth prophet. I mean, not a scorched earth platform, and they'll just burn down their own country because they don't want you to get there. I think what Gavin Newsom and his cronies are doing right now is scorched earth on California. That's why you see so many bills running through as fast as they can, so many government EOs or executive actions signed off on. It's all against the people right now. They don't want to leave the conservatives anything. So we're going to have so much work when we get in there to repair and fix this. It's going to be astronomical. So I can understand why the California GOP, which I think has no courage at all, really doesn't want to win the election because they know they're going to be held accountable and they got a lot of work to do.
That's amazing. I just heard a report that Gavin or Sacramento signed a bill that you're going to be taxed on the miles that you drive on your car.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It is true.
Tell the people about that.
Yeah, so what they're trying to do now, I don't know if he signed it yet, but it did go through legislation.
Right. Yeah, something like that.
Now, there's a rule in California that many people aren't aware of, and they should be aware, is if a governor leaves something on his desk 30 years, it acts as if it was auto-signed.
Oh.
It counts as a signature. And he may just ignore it so he doesn't take the heat, but it still gets signed into law, right? But the whole thing about this is very... What happened is they've been pushing so much for electric vehicles, right? Suddenly, they're noticing that their level of taxation and income from vehicles is going down. So what do? They raise all the registration as high as they possibly can, way past our threshold where we're fighting back now. And now they add this mileage tax. Well, okay, let's say you even accept the mileage tax, which I will not. But let's say somebody accepts the mileage tax. How are they going to monitor that?
Right.
The way they're going to monitor it is they're going to put a tracker on your vehicle. Guess what? Now they're tracking you everywhere you want to go.
Can you say no to that?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you could, but you somehow would probably have to go into a facility, have your mileage checked every month or some crazy thing like that. It's just ridiculous. But we're going to reject that wholesale. We'll have to back that one out immediately.
But I am... concerned that Gavin is putting on such a show right now. And you're right, there's all type of new everything that's going to really destroy California. The gas prices. The gas price in California is like through the roof.
Yeah.
High, whereas around the country is a dollar something.
It's going down.
Yeah. But Gavin set it up that it would happen in California like that by shutting down the refinement. Don't the people know that, and wouldn't that be enough to say no to Gavin?
It is. Well, Gavin's not running anymore.
Oh, yeah, not Gavin, but any Democrat.
It is.
You're right.
And that's kind of my point.
Gavin may even want to run for president.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I know.
But that's exactly my point. There's not an appetite to vote another Democrat in. I don't think they're going to do well. I think in the primary, you may have two conservatives come out of the primary for the first time in California. So what we need to look for is, do you have the right conservative coming through the primary?
Oh, okay.
Are we being sold a bill of goods? Are we being sold on some dude from England that's going to come in here and suddenly save us, right? Are we being sold on a sheriff that has a sketchy background that's suddenly going to save us, you know? Because these are the type of things that we're being manipulated with. The next thing you know, we're voting for somebody that's not going to do anything for
government. But that dude from Europe is number one now, they say. He's winning.
That's what their polls say.
Right. Is that true?
Exactly. You don't know. You know what? If you ask Bianco's team, he's winning. If you ask Hilton's team, he's winning. If you look at the latest, the only poll that had over 1,000 people polled, right, on policy only, I was winning by 2 times the margin as Hilton, because it's polling on policy, not on who this mythical person is that flew over here from England, right? It's crazy.
So you can't really trust the polls anymore either.
You never can. It's been a game for a long time. See, the poll that polled me at 25%, right, versus I think Hilton was at 13%, Bianco was way down there, was polling purely on policy, which is beautiful. And they polled over 5,000 people, where all these other polls have 1,000 or less. And they're, a lot of times they're cronies. Eric Swalwell, of all people, did his own poll to push up Bianco and say, look, it's between me and Bianco. How weird is that?
What a mess. Man, time going by. The crime is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid, and I'm black. I'm afraid.
Are you?
As it is to say, white on the inside, but black on the outside. They defund the police. I couldn't believe that.
Yep.
And then I want to ask you something about the nature of politics, political people. They defund the police, and we went to Sacramento and fought against them getting rid of bail, cash bail, you know, bail. Yeah, we fought against that. They said, like, y'all crazy. And so they took away bail bonds. They let all the criminals out. And I'm like, and at that time I have family members in South Central. I'm like, these people are going to be living in a community where they are committing a crime.
Right.
What do you think the people who are being victimized by them going to do? They're going to be afraid. They're not going to want to testify against these people because they're looking at them going up and down the road every day. Mm-hmm. They did that. They let all the people out. And now they take away our Second Amendment. And now they protect the criminal over the non-criminal. How are you going to be able to change that?
Great question. So what happens is we have our white saviors, right, that come in to protect the black community, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And what they do is they go completely against gun laws. I mean, they create all these gun laws where if we had an open carry, Second Amendment shall not infringe, that would reduce crime, right? They let criminals out of jail. Where do they go? They go back into the community. So black-on-black crime goes up.
Really does.
Right?
It
sometimes double,
yes.
Right? It's because of our white saviors letting people out of jail. And then the economy is completely destroyed, which we know that raises crime. Taxation raises crime. Everything they do raises crime. And then they have the woke ideology within the sheriff and police departments now that they're either woke or they're afraid to do anything, right? That raises crime. So it's very simple. Let's get down to authentic, in my view, godly practices, right? We should be an open carry state. We have a lot of things that we can do to the economy like that to help the economy tremendously. We have to enforce the laws that are already on the books. We don't need to add any laws to it. We need to hold judges accountable, which we will do because we have a website called exposure.ca.gov that will be released on day one, where judges will be held accountable. These activist judges, we're going to put their name and their number, their email right there every time they make a ridiculous decision. And we'll say, we the people, go to work, make some phone calls, send some emails, stand in front of their courthouses. It's time for us to take back our state. By the way, if we take back our state, we take back our country.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
That's for sure. I actually know this area where people committed crimes. And one lady got her home broke. She went to work one day. And this person climbed on top of her roof and went down through the roof into her home and just did what he wanted to do and took everything. And he's walking them down the street, not in prison, not in jail, and they won't report it. They literally will not report it because they're afraid of him. Mm-hmm. They're like, what a mess. How could politicians allow this to happen to innocent people like this?
Well, here's how screwed up we are. I can tell you, if I see some man raping a child, right, and I put a bullet through his head, I go to jail, right?
I know. What a mess, huh?
That's the reality of things right there. And we should be putting a millstone around his neck.
Why are they afraid to put, especially blacks, but not only, in prison nowadays when they know that they've committed crime? Why are they afraid to put the blacks in prison?
I believe that we're in a color revolution, and it goes all the way back to really 1776, where a group created all the edicts of what they want and it turned into the Communist Manifesto, which turned into Marxism, which turns into the color revolution. And they have a plan. The way you take away the people and take the country from them, it's very, very simple. You create woke policies. You disrupt everything from the inside. You make crime, everything's reversed. You make crime good. You make transgender a hero. You demonize police. You demonize military people. All the people that are heroes, you reverse as they're bad. And all the people that would never be considered heroes, they implement as a hero. This is how they take a country from the inside out. Why do they do it to the United States at such a big level? Because we do have the Second Amendment. So they know that they can't take away our guns. Right. And if we look at historically, if you look at Great Britain, if you look at Canada, and even recently, if you look at Australia, where they took away their guns, who were the first countries to absolutely cave and cower under the mandates of the pandemic? That would be Great Britain. That would be Australia. And that would be Canada.
Amazing. Speaking of the Second Amendment And I love the Second Amendment. I lived in Oregon for a while. I used to hold rallies in support of the Second Amendment. In California, they feel like they've already taken our guns away.
They have.
So we don't have a Second Amendment already, right?
Well, we do. Here's the challenge we have. And I have a lot of issues with the gun rights groups because I think they nickel and dime the law when we should be going right specifically to the most easiest understandable thing in the whole Constitution. Shall not infringe.
Right.
That's it. So we don't, when California says you can only have 10 bullets in your magazine, right? These lawyers go and say, no, we want 12 or 14. No. It says shall not infringe. They can't tell me how many bullets I can have in my gun.
Right.
Period. But they don't do that because their membership would die out if they fix the problem.
Why?
Because you know they need a problem for membership.
Yeah,
right? Just like that, I don't think the Republicans have an appetite to win, right? Because they need a problem, and that problem is the Democrats.
That's a mess.
And they get a lot of money coming in there. It's ridiculous.
So I wanted to ask about the nature of politicians. I interviewed, what's the guy named that running for governor? The Republican, what's it from Europe?
Steve Hilton.
Steve, I interviewed Steve. And it was an amazing conversation, as we're doing right now, mm-hmm. right? And both you guys seem so normal and nice. And you're thinking in your mind, this is the person, right? And I see this with almost all politicians, except for Trump, except the great white hope. So how come politicians seem normal now, but once they get in there, something changes? And they seem abnormal, they don't care, they don't keep their word, they're for everything that's wrong. What happens to the human nature or the nature of a person, male or female, that's running and they seem so normal before they get in there? That changes.
I think it's a great question. I actually think they're acting, they're pretending to be normal because evil leaves clues, right?
Yes.
And for example, I can tell you, I was on a debate stage with Steve Hilton November 8th. And on November 8th, he was thoroughly embarrassed on the subject of child sex trafficking. Within a week, he had a podium on the corner in Figueroa, right, saying that he has all the answers to child sex trafficking. Within a week. And I'm sorry, I've been studying this for years. It took me years to come up with the answers to prevent child sex trafficking, right? So that's pandering to the voters. And I've talked to Steve. I talked to Steve on the phone and through text messages. So I don't believe that's the way. I don't believe in manipulating and lying. I will not be an actor. I'm very transparent. People will notice because I, thank goodness, I've been out here for a long time doing this type of work. They're going to say, this guy's not a politician. He's the anti-politician. They'll know that based on my work and everything my wife and I have lost trying to wake up America, they know this guy is exactly who he says.
Amazing.
So I'm an anomaly, right? And I'm not saying I'm comparing myself to President Trump, but I can tell you I'm very authentic. I'm very honest. What you see is what you get. I'm not going to change. I even tattooed We the People on my arm because it means so much to me. Unfortunately, I think there's a lot of politicians out there, or most of them. They're going to say anything they can to get your vote. And like I've said many, many times, I couldn't vote for Steve Hilton, but I can sit down and have lunch with him.
Absolutely. Why was he embarrassed about the sex trafficking thing?
He knew nothing about it.
Oh, I see.
He stuttered on stage. He had no clue. The videos went viral, right? And then I've talked to him shortly after, and I said, hey, if you want to work on this together, I'll help you, so on and so forth. He's like, that's great. He goes on the phone. He's like, Lewis, you're the premier. You know this stuff. I appreciate it. Never reached out, and then now suddenly he is acting as if he has all the answers to that.
Is that a good thing that he looked into it?
The good thing is now he's bringing more attention to it so more people know.
Right.
That's a blessing.
Right.
That's a great thing. But pandering for it to get a vote, I have a real big problem with that.
So here's what I'm expecting. You're going to cut back on all these taxes and regulations in California.
I'll tell you how to.
You're going to bring back bail bond, right?
Absolutely.
You're going to ship the illegals back to wherever they came from.
According to federal law, not state law. Okay. So I'm going to abide by what ICE is doing.
Right on. And you are as happy about ICE as I am. that at least they're trying to do something. Yeah. Send these people back.
Yeah, the negativity on ICE is a manipulation. It should be.
It's a mess, man.
Yeah, it should
be. We have people coming by here to want us to put signs on our office door that if ICE is in the area to call them. Or I'm like, are you crazy? You gotta be out of your mind. Are you gonna come and help me when the criminal comes?
No, they won't.
You know what I mean? I'm like, are you really serious? But they come by a lot.
That's right.
Two quick things. Are you afraid of being called racist?
No.
Are you going to be called racist?
I've been called everything.
And that doesn't bother you?
No.
Oh, good.
No. Because I go after child sex traffickers, I've been called a child sex trafficker. They're going to reverse the narrative every time they get a chance. I have no fear on that whatsoever.
Are you afraid of when you have to deal with the female politicians up there, especially black ones? You know, black females are a mess.
I have no fear.
Are you afraid of being called, what do they call you? Being a misogynist.
Oh, no.
Against the black woman and women hater. Are you afraid of that?
I have no fear whatsoever.
Good.
I'm divinely protected, and I can tell you that I've been poisoned 2 times. Where they try to take me off the map based on the work I do in elections, the work I do on child sex trafficking, right? So we can't go in here with fear. This is a good versus evil. We're in a spiritual battle right now, right? And the last thing we can do is go in with fear. We've got God. God's has our back. This is our time right now. So if he wants to take me, that's up to him. Right. That's not to some knucklehead that wants to call me names.
Because that is coming.
Oh, yeah.
You ever heard of Jasmine Cricket?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord. So... That is coming. Yeah. So let me ask, so you're a Christian, right?
Absolutely.
And what does it mean to be a Christian?
Well, for me, it's just that you live with the biblical principles. And you the Ten Commandments, you're godly, right? And I talk directly to the Lord Almighty often. In fact, I can tell you, before I stepped on here, I said what I always say. I go, God, give me the words.
Amazing. And God said, oh, don't worry about it. That's Jesse.
He says you're in good hands.
So should Christians, because I hear this a lot, that they say you shouldn't, be involved in politics?
Okay. You're talking my favorite subject right now.
Okay.
Right. This is beautiful. So my favorite passage in the Bible is Matthew 5:5. The meek shall inherit the earth. And that's my favorite passage by what the origins of what it really means. Now, unfortunately, a lot of these larger corporate churches have manipulated the word meek. Where people think meek means docile. They think meek means be quiet, don't stand up. That's not what it means at all. In fact, if you go back to just the Greek translation, just that far back, named after a horse named Prowse. And a horse named Prowse, he was the strongest war horse out of all the war horses. He's the one that protected the other horses. That's what meek is. That's what meek is, somebody that can be strong in their self. And work and protect on others. You can be silent and strong at the same time. We've been convinced somehow, and this is, I think, the mass Christian manipulation. This is how they get us to shut up. Somehow we've been convinced that meek means just be silent, just be docile.
Yeah.
And it's not true. That's the big, fat lie. It's not the lie of the Bible. It's the lie of the people that have been interpreting the Bible for several decades. And that sickens me the most. Because you imagine if Christians actually understood what meek means, they'd be standing up today. They wouldn't be the lowest percentage of voting bloc. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah. So
but I'm not surprised.
We had 33% of everybody come out in 2022 for the primary, which is extraordinarily low. Only 23% of Christians that could come out and voted.
When I was growing up, Christianity was a strong religion. There was no fear, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that it could become so weak. And you're right, the churches and politicians and others have convinced the Christians that they should be afraid, they should be weak.
That'd
and
be
by
right.
convincing them, they forgot what real Christianity is like, and now they've been taken over.
Exactly right.
What are you going to... You know that guy, Mandami?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about that? Because my concern, I don't know if it's yours or not, is that because we are the big Satan in the eyes of the Allah-u-Abba people, we are the big Satan and Israel is the small Satan, and that they're going to take us over and destroy us, right? And I saw it happening on colleges and universities. In our country, they were shouting Allahu Akbar and hell, you know, all kinds of things about America.
Death to America?
Yeah, death to America, in America, on American soil.
I know.
And so now they're here. How will you stop that? Because they're going to take us over.
Well, the first thing we need to do is we need to lead by example.
Yeah.
Right? And that has to do with the illegals also coming through, right? Yeah. They're a big subsect of illegals. I can tell you, I actually went to the border to see the illegals that were crossing them. I was blown away of how many of them were Muslim.
Yeah.
And the stories that I was hearing from right there. So what we have to be fully aware of is the Muslims' edict is a little bit different than any other religion. Their goal is to take over the planet.
It is.
Right?
I have no doubt about that.
No, that's their goal. It's in their doctrine. But it's also taught is one of the ways they do that is by procreation.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because they know eventually if they just get enough people, then they can overwhelm us, right? Do I have a problem with Muslims? No. I have a problem with the radicals, right? And it's always the radicals that are trying to get them fired up as if we are the enemy.
Yeah.
We're not the enemy.
That's right?
Right. Right. Dude, I don't think Ali was like that. Muhammad Ali.
Oh.
Right?
Where is Muhammad Ali now?
Right. Well, you know, he's gone.
I rest my case.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know, he could help fix a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
Probably just say, hey, y'all, chill out.
He'd be like, what the?
Exactly.
So Mondami is doing something that the Democrats do very well. He's offered a lot of free stuff to the people there the minority people in New York. He's offering them free everything. And they're falling for it. So if he's able to give everybody free stuff, he has control over them, which means that he could bring other Allahu Akbar people and they'll take over New York and eventually America by offering the people free stuff.
Well, I think that's the goal. He's already failing, though. There's been a lot of reports that he can't give away the free stuff he's already promised. And he's getting a lot of backlash over that right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I think inherently, and this is why I refer to the inner cities a lot, I think inherently people want to be empowered and they want to make it on their own and they want to be the best they can be. I don't think they really want to just take stuff and live out their life accepting money and food. They don't want it. They want to make a difference.
But once you give people something free,
it's hard to take it away.
It's hard to take it away.
So it's an education process, isn't it? And I think this is where Christians should really step up and make a difference and make their voices heard.
But the Christians are so afraid.
They are.
I try to tell them fear is not of God.
No, it's not.
And it's not supposed to have fear.
Fear is the devil's fuel.
Yeah. What a mess, huh?
Yeah, it really is.
And so you're going to be able to do something about that because it's hard for them to let it go. Look at Carrie Bass. She's giving away everything because she wants to be reelected. And so how can you let people know it's better to do for yourself than to just have handouts?
That's a great question. And it's an education process. That is not going to be easy. But I can also look at historically, I can say, how has Karen Bass worked out for you? Right? And how has Gavin Newsom worked out for him? So maybe you'll get 10% of the people say, well, I want to keep my free stuff. Great. You keep your free stuff for now, right? But we're going to move forward together. And we're all going to prosper together, which, by the way, a rising tide lifts all ships.
Yeah.
Right. So we're going to have to educate people. It is what it is at this point.
You have your job cut out.
You're not lying.
Man, you have your job. I hope Trump helped you.
Yeah. I think, well, it looks like he may be helping with this election order. So we'll see what happens.
If ever we needed a great white hope in California, we need him now.
Yep.
Amazing. Do real men make boys first?
Do real men, say that again?
Do real men make boys first?
No, they make men, don't they?
Their first child, is it a boy or a girl?
I see what you mean.
When you get married, you have your first child.
Yeah.
Do real men make boys or girls first?
I don't understand the question. I really don't. Tell me. Teach me.
When I was growing up,
real
men make boys first. And I've been reflecting and reflecting. I don't know of anyone that made girls first when they were growing up.
Oh, I see what you mean. I get it, yes.
Because my first child was a boy because I knew the secret of how to make boys first, right? But now I notice that everybody and their mama except baby Jessica's daddy, of making girls first. What happened?
Well, I think it's in the food, to be honest with you, and it's in the chemicals. I mean, look at the soy. That's why we have the name Soy Boys, right?
Yeah.
Right? So the reality is we've done everything to manipulate the chemistry of the woman and the man so they can take over. And I say they. It's the bad things. And I know this may not be popular with everything, but this is a satanic agenda that we're working on right now.
Of course it is. It's definitely spiritual.
And that's what we're working against.
Yeah. That's why on my show every day, it's a spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with color. Nothing to do with male or female. It is absolutely good versus evil.
100%.
It's spiritual. It's not physical at all.
Agreed.
Isn't that amazing?
Agreed, yeah.
And will you be able to get that message out there, too?
Absolutely. We've been doing a really good job at that.
Right on. One last thing about that, and then I have to put you on the hot seat.
Put me on the hot seat.
the Great White Hope, some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? Some people call him king. And they hold rallies around the world honoring the king. Some people call him daddy. I call him the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. So he just did a thing on Iran right now as we're speaking. Good idea or bad idea?
Normally I would say bad, but we have to look deep into this and what's really going on in Iran. So in Iran, over the last 47 years, and that's how long the Ayatollahs have been in charge, right?
Yeah.
The women went from free, right? By the way, there was something called Baha'is and a lot of Christians in Iran at that time, right? They went from freedom to complete oppression over that time. So normally I'm against war, but I can tell you one thing that I love absolutely. I love the fact that they went in there and they took out the evils right away. They took out the Ayatollah and 40 of his successors, very important. And I just heard today, they did it again. They were having a meeting of who's going to, now why is that important? Because what Trump has done here, which I really appreciate, is he has been saying every day, we need the people of Iran to step up and take your country back.
Yeah.
So this isn't a regime change for the United States.
Right.
Now, historically, because I understand the way the deep state works, the CIA, and what we've done for years and years, we have done regime changes that benefit the deep state apparatus, the global apparatus. I don't see it as that right now.
On.
I see this as us giving it back to the people of Iran so we can have a settled area in the Middle East. Look how many Arab countries right now are supporting the United States against Iran. Who would have ever thought that?
Right?
Because I think this is a time that we're actually going to repair and give the women a chance to take off the headdress, be who they are, give a chance for Christianity to thrive in there. I don't know if people know this, but over the last year, there's 2 times more arrests of Christians in Iran in 2025 than there were the previous year. So they've been going after them hardcore.
Christianity has been on attack for a long time.
Long time.
And it's time out for that. So I got to put you on the hot seat. By the way, I think the Great White Hope is doing an amazing job with that, too. He's a man of peace. Do you think anyone controlled Donald Trump? Or people said, Donald Trump being controlled by this person or that person, or Israel, or other. Do you think it's possible anyone to control Donald Trump?
I think he's working with a team.
Right.
And I honestly believe...
Absolutely, man.
I believe that he was recruited by the military to take back our country.
Right on.
That's my belief system, right?
Nice.
I don't believe he's being controlled.
Okay. I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible.
I'll do it quickly.
Get ready.
The hot seat.
What is a woman?
A woman is the same as she was born. She has all the parts of a female.
Should white people be allowed to use the N-word?
If they want to.
True or false? When she's crying, she's lying.
When she's crying, I have to say sometimes. That's a great one. She set me up. My wife is in the audience right now, too. You're dangerous. Well, let me add to that. Happy wife, happy life.
Oh, God. Oh, babe. Did you take the jab?
No way.
Is the earth flat around?
I'm not sure.
Which is worse, abortion or slavery?
Abortion, you're killing. Well, I think they're both horrific. I
know, but which is worse?
I'd say abortion because you're killing.
Yeah. Do we need more white babies?
I couldn't care less what color babies were born.
Are
what, aliens real?
I mean, not illegal. Yeah, illegal aliens are real. aliens real?
I don't know. I think I might have met one, though.
You may have met an alien?
I think I may have.
Oh, I think you've already responded to this. Does Iran need a regime change?
They do, but it needs to be by the people.
Have you ever told anyone how the cow ate the cabbage?
How to do what?
Have you ever told anyone how the cow ate the cabbage?
No.
You're not from Alabama,
then. No, I'm not from Alabama.
Is it ever okay to call a woman fat?
It's not smart.
True or false, sending your child to the public school is child abuse?
Yeah, I think right now I would say yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Did you have fun?
Oh, I had a blast.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you being here, and thank you for taking on the hot seat.
Appreciate it.
Tell the folks how they can help you, your website, whatever you want to do.
Sure, sure.
This is your camera right there.
I appreciate it. So, folks, I just want to let you know the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to super doge the budget, because the budget is about 75% waste, abuse, redundancy, and fraud, in my opinion, which is huge. You imagine we get rid of that? Bye-bye property taxes, bye-bye income taxes.
Need that.
If you want to learn more, just go to hermsforcali.com. That's HermsForCali.com. Hermsforcali.com, and I think you'll appreciate that we're actually working for the people.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that. I wish you well in your run.
Thank you, man.
And thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget, you can support the Father State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel, locals.com. Locals.com. And check out my coffee. I have my own coffee. I have my own coffee now. It's so good. Punchy's Coffee. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. And I do shout outs for you. Wedding shout outs. Congratulations shout out. Birthday shout out. Whatever the shout out is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/jesseleepeterson. Support our merch and all kind of good stuff. Like, follow, ring the bell. And if you'd like to see other people on the show here, contact my producer, producer@thefallenstate.tv. I appreciate you. Thank you for your support, and thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Amazing.
I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Absolutely.